We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, joined now as we always are Fridays at 11:30, I should say. I keep forgetting what day it is. Instigators, WGR 550. It's Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider. He's not on Zoom today, but he's on the phone. Good morning, Dregs. What's happening?
Hey, guys. All is well. A little sleep deprived today, but not complaining.
Yeah, I don't think we're sleep deprived around here. I just think we're, I don't know. I don't know what we call it, Dregs. I don't know. It's, pardon me?
You're wind deprived.
Yeah, we are wind deprived.
Wind.
Don't we all feel like right now, Dregs? You ever watch that movie Slapshot where the goaltender literally lost his marbles and was just flicking around everywhere? That's kind of where we feel right now.
Well, I'm sure you're not alone. You know, if there's such a thing as the Sabres Nation, I'm sure they're feeling that level of pain as well. And you know what makes it worse here, fellas, is the obvious, and that's the pandemic. And the goofiness that we're seeing around the NHL. And look, it's not through a lack of effort. It's not like Kevin Adams is locking his door and just doing crossword puzzles all day. You know what I mean? He's
We're going to have to disconnect with Dregs because he's in a tunnel somewhere in Southern Ontario or something. But
We'll get him back on here. You know, I think one of the things we want to ask him are there changes coming of any sort, right? I mean, players, whatever. I mean, how do you do this? How do teams try to fix something like this? You see what Montreal did, you see what Calgary did, you know, but how do teams try to fix something like this mid-flow in a year that is like no other, you know? I mean,
it's a little different in Canada. Like Calgary and Montreal, they're in a playoff battle. And they see a pattern they don't like, and they see a division that you're thinking Ottawa's not making the playoffs. Vancouver, well, they beat Toronto last night, but they are struggling. So you have a few teams that are going to battle for playoff spot. But anyway, Dregs, I want to know, like you were talking about the pandemic, but like you had the late Leafs game last night. Were you watching the Sabres game before? And like you're with Dave Poulin and Jeff O'Neill and those guys. Like, what are you guys talking about when you see the Sabres and the way they play?
Yeah, you know what? Yesterday was a busy day. We watched. It was up, Marty. You've been in that studio, Studio 6 at TSN, so we've got multiple games going on at once. But there were so many other storylines that we were zeroing in on. And frankly, this is going to sound horrible, but we've kind of gotten used to the Buffalo Sabres going through the struggles that they continue to go through. So it honestly wasn't brought up other than in a bigger picture, right? I mean, Jeff O'Neill is always kind of dialed in on wanting to hear some of the trade gossip, talking about Taylor Hall, what sort of market is there going to be for him, that sort of thing. But we didn't spend a whole lot of time kind of drilling down on that game in particular. But I don't know how much of you guys caught before I got disconnected, but I just want to reiterate here, you know, again, Adams is trying. I mean, he's working aggressively looking for a trade. And you know, he's looking to upgrade in every possible scenario. It's just, like every other manager that struggled. I mean, you think that Bradshaw living in the Calgary Flames takes any pride in firing a coach after a win? Brad Treliving is in his seventh year as general manager of the Calgary Flames. He's now have five head coaches. Five in 7 years. I mean, managers don't hire coaches because they want or expect to fire them. I mean, that's a nasty part of reality in the business of coaching in the NHL. But Treliving hasn't been able to find a fit for Sam Bennett. And Sam Bennett, you know, would probably be of interest to Buffalo and other teams. I don't think that Treliving is asking for the moon for Sam Bennett, but he's got to get something that's at least close to being, you know, the same sort of value in return. And I honestly, I think that that's what Kevin Adams is beating his head against the wall with. Lots of conversation, but really no substance to the conversation for a myriad of reasons.
Instigators, Darren Dreger joining us here, TSN Hockey Insider. Well, I was asking when you got disconnected, I said to the guys, I mean, the one thing I want to ask you is what kind of changes, what kind of, you say upgrade in every position. I mean, are there other teams in particular that you know of that they're trying to draw from, or players that you know of that he's trying to make moves for? And or are we just going to be standing pat with the border and all the quarantine things too that are going on? It just seems like any team is in tough to try to improve in the middle of a season this year.
Exactly right. And so, you know, it would be a number of teams. And when dealing with the Canadian teams, it's next to impossible because of the implications of the pandemic and quarantine issues and whatnot. I mean, Jake Virtanen's name has been out there forever. You know, Tanner Pearson, if the Vancouver Canucks can't get him signed, I mean, Jim Benning is likely going to throw him officially onto the trade market, you know, before April 12th, the NHL trade deadline. Tanner Pearson's a good hockey player. Now he's got an expiring contract, but I got to believe that, you know, Kevin would have talked to all of those guys and many that we don't even know about. You know, I think of Bob Murray and the Anaheim Ducks. You know, if you guys watch that team play, holy smokes. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done in Anaheim. Now they've got some good young pieces, but you know, they've got some long in the tooth sort of players too that they're going to have to address in the near future as part of a rebuild in Anaheim. So are there pieces there that the Buffalo Sabres could potentially drill down on? And sometimes it's not just an upgrade. Of course, as a general manager, you're looking to upgrade a position, but sometimes it's just bringing in a player who fits in an age dynamic that you've got, or you know, a player that maybe doesn't seem to be working where he's at, but you think with a change of scenery might be a good fit, or history with other players that have played together on other teams, that sort of thing. So, man, I think Adams is scratching at it, trying to find just any type of connection.
Dregs, we unfortunately, as the season is going and the Sabres are 6-12-2 right now, is that what it is? I think that's what it is, right? Dribs, you would know. No, 6-12-3. Sorry, I was thinking.
I love how he throws it on you, Riv.
No, because Rivs knows all the numbers. He knows the weight, the height, the stats. He knows all the numbers. He's a numbers guy. But anyway, Drag, 6-12-3. We are going to start, unfortunately, again, focusing on the draft at some point. Is there any idea of what that draft is going to look like? And is this a normal year or even a good year to be picking at the top of the draft with the junior leagues not really going?
Yeah, well, it depends. If you've got first pick overall, you know you're getting a hell of a hockey player, and it could be Owen Power who's playing college hockey. You know, the top 10 picks are always going to be high-quality players. There's no question about that. Look, based on the fact that the NHL has successfully dragged on the debate of whether to move the draft versus not moving the draft out of its spot in July, it feels likely the draft is not going to move, and they will run the draft in July. I know the NHL and the NHL Players Association had a virtual meeting late yesterday afternoon. They went through a number of the hurdles, obstacles, the challenges that go with, you know, moving an event of the significance of the draft because it's a CBA negotiated event. So the Players Association is probably saying, all right, well, you know, if you want to change something within the collective bargaining agreement, what are we getting in return? And try and convince us as to why we would want to do this. I prefer the draft being moved, even though I think it's doubtful it's going to get moved. Marty, based on exactly what you just said, yeah, you know, the NCAA is going, but look around the rest of North America. A lot of these leagues are not going. I mean, the Ontario Hockey League has not played. You know, the BC Junior League is waiting for approval to get back, even though the Western Hockey League is starting up again, you know, in Major Junior Hockey. So if you're an NHL general manager, you know, how are you supposed to effectively scout these young players when you haven't seen them play? You know, you're basing on last season? Well, you guys know how players at that age mature, and their games completely look different in 6, 8 months or a year. So I think the NHL head office just looks at it as a one-off. You hope that you never have to deal with it again, but it would be way more disruptive and way more complicated to move it to January, or better yet, to the summer of 2022 than it is for everybody to take it on the chin and just go ahead with the draft in July.
Players need cheap labor next year. You got to have the draft.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah, but what about this one?
Riv, like, are you waiting to ask a question over there?
No, but I'm wondering if...
Owen Powers.
Dregs, what happens to the trade market? What happened to the trade market? Like, if I'm saying, I want this player, I'm going to give you a second-round pick, and that team says, well, a second-round pick is not worth anything. Like, we don't have time to draft, to scout these players. Is there going to be more picks that are going to be looking in 2 years down the road or 3 years down the road? Or can you even trade a second-round pick and get something good of value for that?
Yeah, I think you can. You know, I mean, draft picks are still currency. And if not this year, then maybe you look at, you know, the draft of 2022, and you can use those pieces. Yeah. You know, it all depends on the team that we're talking about here. You know, if you're a team that, you know, knows that you're going through that rebuild or best case scenario renovation, then, you know, no different than the Ottawa Senators have done over the last few years, it's a good idea to stockpile draft picks. So I think they are going to maintain currency, maybe not to the same degree that we've seen in past years, but I think it all depends on where you're at. When you're moving out, you know, a significant piece, whoever that piece happens to be on any team, you know, part of the return is going to be a top prospect and that draft pick. I honestly don't think the packaging of those sorts of trades at the trade deadline is going to change a whole lot.
Dregs, great as always. How come you weren't on Zoom with us today?
You know what? I had a bunch of stuff, errands to run. We did that Leaf game last night, and then with the passing of Walter Gretzky and the firing of Jeff Ward and Daryl Sutter going on, it was a late, late night. So you could check the bags under my eyes right now. So it was a combination of vanity and having to run a couple of errands and knowing that I wouldn't get back home fast enough to make it all work.
Listen, vanity is a totally acceptable answer. We'll take that one. Thanks for your time today and making it work. Darren Dreger every Friday right here at 11:30 with the Instigators, TSN Hockey Insider. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter.